The competition is supported by Performance Today, a daily guided tour of music and concerts from around the world. Find out more about Performance Today and give them a listen. Head to yourclassical.org, again, that's yourclassical.org, and then click on Performance Today.
James.
Cameron.
Hey, dude, stop. It's been a while. It hasn't been a while. We've been sitting next to each other watching piano for 5 days now.
Yeah, and sleeping in the same bed for five nights or so, four nights.
Yeah, it blurs together.
Yeah. So the prelims ended yesterday.
Yeah.
30 contestants, and it now has come to the quarterfinals, 20 contestants this round. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Hsu, Rachel Kudo, yes, they made it.
Made it through. But unfortunately, Sunna Park did not.
No, that was really tough to watch and to find out. But, you know, we got to move on. And, you know, we're happy for Daniel and Rachel and for Sunna as well to perform in the Bass Hall. And there's one performer that I loved, Martin James Bartlett.
Yeah, that dude. Oh, my God. He's great.
Yeah, so he's 20 years old, he's from the UK, and he just killed it in the prelims round. And I don't know, I feel like we should go talk to him because I kind of want to know his story.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Great. Let's go, Cameron.
All right, James.
Hey, Martin. The first thing is, actually, can you just introduce yourself?
My name's Martin James Bartlett, and I'm 20 years old and from the United Kingdom.
And Martin, you started playing piano when you were six?
Yes, I first started with my mother actually teaching me, and then the year later I auditioned for the Royal College of Music, and I've been there for the last 13 years.
Nice. And for people who don't know, that's a music academy.
Yeah, it's a music academy in central London, and the classes happen on the weekend. So you go to normal school during the week, and then actually now I'm doing my degree there, which means I'm there full time. And I finished my degree in a year and a half, so it will be quite a few years. And if I stay on and do a master's or postgraduate studies, it will be even longer. And then maybe hopefully they give me a job one day. I don't know. Oh, that's the hope.
Well, that's insane that's kind of your mindset, because you did do and win the BBC Young Musician, which also, correct me if I'm wrong, is a competition in the UK.
Yes, it is. It's for the British Broadcasting Corporation, and it's all the rounds are broadcast on television and live on the radio. So it's very similar to Cliburn, actually, in that sense, that it's got lots of publicity. And it was a really great experience, and it's opened so many doors for me, and I've been able to perform a huge amount, which has been, I feel very lucky.
Yeah. And still thinking that you're still haven't graduated and you're still worried about your job prospects.
I know.
You're at the Cliburn.
No, it was really, yeah. I'm always worried about the future, because I know that you have to work really hard to stay on the top. You can never just sit back and relax. So anyway, but that was such a great experience of my life.
And just to rewind, so your mother, she was a musician?
Yeah, she's actually a primary school teacher. So I don't know, what is that for you?
Elementary school.
Elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she teaches math, music, science, but she has a few students at home, and she just decided one day that she would teach me the piano, and it appears I had some kind of gift for it, which I don't think was evident at the start. I think I was a difficult student.
Why do you say that?
Because we gave up. We started for a month, and my mum said, you know, I can't. I'm going grey. This is not going to work. You're really stressing me out. So we stopped for another month, and then in that month, I seem to have somehow matured. And it was easier to sit me down, and I wasn't so jumping around and then I, of course, around 6 months later, I then went to the Royal College.
Wow.
Which is very nice. And
I mean, in that month of downtime, was there something, and this is a long time ago, I know, but was there something in which you realized that the piano was for you?
Well, it's really very bizarre, actually, because whenever I spend, sometimes in my life, I want to spend time away from the piano. And mm-hmm. I can't even hear the word piano without it really annoying me. So therefore, I have these moments. But then after 5 or 6 days away from the piano, I'm really itching to get back and touch it and feel it again. So, yeah. And that was how I think I felt, is I had a go at it and I thought, no, I don't like this. And then I stopped and I thought, oh, well, it would be quite nice just to know like another piece or learn something a bit more. and then I got back into it. And I think I only realized I wanted to be a concert pianist was when I was actually 14 or 15, which is around that time I stopped playing for a whole year.
Wow.
I didn't play anymore. And I said, I don't want to do this. And then at the end of that, it just came to me that this is what I have to do.
Yeah. Do you remember why it came to you? Was there an incident?
I think it was because my teacher at the time said to me, she's very religious, and she said, you have a God-given talent, and what you're doing right now is you're just wasting it. Wow. And other people aren't as lucky to have the ability that you have, and you're chucking it away, and for that, you can't be forgiven. And I think I went home and I thought, oh, dear. She really guilt-tripped me into loving the piano, and it worked. And now I do feel like that. I feel just very lucky to be here. And
wow.
To be playing.
I mean, that's kind of astonishing that you took a year off, because you were 15 when you first entered the BBC Young Musician?
I was, yeah. So it was around a year or so before that, I just didn't play at all.
Wow. And then when you just picked it up, you just kind of went for it.
I guess so. I thought, if I'm going to do it, I have to do it, right?
Yeah.
I can't just do it half-heartedly. So therefore, when I got back into it, it was right now, you're going to knuckle down and focus, and you're going to do something good with it. And wow. You're going to win something. It'll be nice to prove that you can do this. You're going to try and win something.
That's
and I didn't win it the first time, and I got through relatively far, but then it wasn't my year. Yeah. And then 2 years later, I entered it again, which I said I would never do at the time. And I entered it, and I was lucky enough to get through and win the thing in the end.
Wow. So you've already had experience in a competitive atmosphere in piano competitions, but how is this experience different than the one that you previously had?
This is bigger than anything I've ever been involved with.
Really?
Before.
Even televised and...
Well, even televised things. I've done things that have been to millions and millions live on the TV, which has been great.
Yeah.
But even that is not... The thing about this is it's a quantity of stuff you have to learn. It's around something like 4.5 hours mm-hmm. of music. You have to learn. And it's not just learning it so you can play it. It's learning it so it's at a world-class level where you can actually compete with it.
Yeah.
So it's having that amount of repertoire, having such a short turnaround in between rounds, actually,
yeah.
is quite stressful, if I'm honest. And everything here is everything is done so big, which is wonderful. You know, I mean, in the crosswalks are painted with piano keys, and there's a pink Cadillac with Van Cliven on, which is great, but
yeah.
it all adds to the thing that I'm here and this is real and it's actually happening.
Definitely. And in terms of that kind of, this kind of environment, the massive large scale, is that something that you were prepared for, and has that affected your playing?
I mean, you never probably play as well in your entire life as you do for a competition, probably.
Really?
Because the amount of detailed practice you do is so much, you do so much more of it for a competition than a concert, because you know there is a jury which will be likely to scrutinize everything you do.
Yeah.
So therefore, that one bit that you play that sometimes not very clear when you play it in a concert, you don't think it matters as much.
Yeah.
But when you've got a jury and you know that they're judging every single moment of you being on stage, it makes you work with a different mindset.
Interesting.
It means it might not be your most risk-taking and maybe exciting performances, but it means that it's the ones where you try and be the cleanest. And
what was your mindset going into the prelim round?
It was very nerve-wracking, really? If I'm honest, because it is unlike anything I've done before, and everything backstage and people helping you, and you can hear the countdown, of course, and the presenter goes on and talks to you, and then you hear the clapping and you think that's now or never and walk out. That is the worst moment of performing. When you're at the piano, it feels great because you're at home, but when you're walking on stage and all that, the build-up is unbearable, really, yeah. if I'm honest. But it makes it worth it in the end.
Our first competitor this evening is 20 years old and hails from the United Kingdom. He'll also be playing on the Hamburg Steinway, sent to us from Steinway in New York. Please welcome Martin James Bartlett.
The only reason I'm here is because I absolutely love music and the pieces I'm playing. And if I can make other people love them as I go along, then that's brilliant. But I feel very selfishly about it that I'm here because I love playing and I love listening to these pieces, actually. So therefore, if I get through, I get through. If I don't, I'm just so thrilled to have been here and have the opportunity to be here.
How's it going, man?
It's going well. I mean, I am okay. I'm looking forward to see the results no matter what happens. I feel I've done everything I can do, and
yeah,
I will be happy no matter what.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have done more, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So after your performance, how were you feeling?
I felt so much more happier, so much happier after my previous performance that I've just done, rather than the first one. The first one I was not so happy with, and this one I've done in the quarterfinals, I'm feeling more confident that it was the way I wanted to present myself. Of course, there are still some things that I would have done differently if I hadn't been under so much pressure, perhaps. However, yeah, in general, I'm very happy with it.
Good. Was there a particular piece that you thought that you played particularly well?
I think Widmung by Schumann, and then transcribed by Liszt, which is a Van Cliburn favorite. He always used to perform it as an encore, and I think he played it in Moscow also. So that I was very happy with. And also my Prokofiev Sonata, I think there were moments that were adequate. So I think...
I wanted to talk a little bit about your programming.
Yes.
Was there any kind of personal connection to any of the pieces that you played?
Apart from the fact that I like all of the pieces I've chosen, not really. I like to give as varied a program as possible. I can't personally stand programs that are all the same thing. So I would never go to recitals that are five Beethoven sonatas because I don't understand the point. I definitely think that a program has to be like a nice dinner. So you have different courses and you have a sorbet and things and drinks in between. It can't just be, you know, you wouldn't want five courses of steak. So therefore, I think that's how I try and think about it.
I love that. Yeah.
Some people might like five courses of steak, though, actually.
But you definitely had the audience on their feet after the performance. They just shot up.
They were very quick. They must have been in a rush for something, I think, because they were all ready to go at the end. And apparently there were some people crying, actually, to which I said to my mum, it wasn't that bad, was it?
Oh my gosh.
It was very, very sweet that they were such a generous audience, really. I mean that. It's very touching when people express so openly how they feel about your play.
So I guess going forward with these results coming up for the semifinal rounds, how are you feeling about it?
I will feel better once I get some time to sit down at a piano. At the moment, I'm a little apprehensive. Of course, if I get through, I'll be incredibly excited.
Yeah.
But I know that tomorrow will be a good 10, 11 hour practice day, I think, to get everything ready.
Yeah.
And then when I get back to the UK in a week or 2 weeks' time, I think I might just lie in bed for a solid week, I think. just because I'm going to be so exhausted. Oh, I feel like I'm running on pure adrenaline right now.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for the last week and a half. So. Yeah.
I can't imagine that you're not like a ball of nerves with all that kind of pressure.
Well, I'm not going to deny that, actually. I do feel nervous, but I'm trying to keep it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Well, Martin, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Seriously. And I hope you make it.
Thank you. We'll see. Thanks.
Our second competitor this evening is 30 years old and hails from the United States. She'll be performing on the Hamburg Steinway sent from New York. She'll begin her program with Beethoven's Sonata No. 18 in E-flat major, Opus 31, No. 3, followed by Schumann's Carnival, Opus 9. Please welcome Rachel Kudo.
I just wanted to play pieces that I thought could represent my personality. And my first round, I think, was very serious. And I am very serious. And, you know, it was a little more academic. I played Bach and Barber. They're such staples of the repertoire. And I wanted to show them that, you know, I have studied that and I like to play that kind of stuff. And then this round, I wanted to show them more maybe my personality. So at least in these two rounds, you know, they've gotten some sense of like who I am as a pianist.
Rachel.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Cameron's giving you the mic. Thanks, Cameron.
Thanks, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you guys?
Good.
That was great.
Oh, thanks.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
What? Wait, and then frown phase?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't know why. I felt better about my first round, to be honest.
What happened?
I think I was talking to people backstage, apparently everybody who came off stage today was like, ah. And I think It's because like we've worked really hard for the first round, you know, and we had the commission piece, so
Yes. Like
we wanted everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I played 48 hours ago, so that just wasn't a lot of time.
I know. That's what's crazy to
me.
I don't know why, but I thought like I was kind of on the edge of my seat because I'm like, no one can turn around another 45-minute performance.
Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah. I had like, what? Yeah, I was on the fourth day for the first round.
Yeah.
So I had 3 days of waiting around, and then this was faster. But, you know, it's fine. We're all perfectionists. So.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But the important thing is, do you have any regrets?
Do I have any regrets? No, I mean, yeah, I wish some things I could have done better and basically could have been perfect, but not regrets because, you know, even with my mistakes, I think I just showed them who I was.
Yeah.
Probably more genuinely now that they saw more mistakes and stuff. So,
You
know, I think, basically, what's nice is that if I advance, it just means they want to hear me again. So that's a really nice thought.
That's true.
And if I don't advance, they don't want to hear me. So.
That's a very level-headed mindset to think about. Realistic.
It's true. Yeah.
Was there a piece in particular that kind of stuck out in terms of mistakes?
I think the last movement of the Beethoven Sonata that I played, it's a fast movement, and I told myself, you're not going to play it too fast, but, you know, when you get up there, it's just like your fingers just go, so,
oh my God.
Yeah, I should have played it a little more kind of controlled, I think, but Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's fine. I didn't die, you know.
That's true.
Nobody died.
Was it like wrong notes because it was too fast?
No, I think just if I remember, I'm not going to want to watch it again, but just the overall feeling. I could have been a little more grounded, I think. But yeah, it was tough. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm assuming you're extremely exhausted right now.
I think the exhaustion comes like a little bit later because I still have adrenaline and I had a lot of chocolate, so. No, really.
Is that a trick?
Not a trick, but, well, kind of.
Like a way in which to.
Yeah, because you're practicing all day and, you know, you don't want to get tired.
Yeah.
Before you play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they asked me last time too, what do you need anything? And I said, hot water and dark chocolate. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So the results are about to start shortly. Is that something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, because I don't have to wait around and, you know, I can go home and be happy.
You just want it over with.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a good thing about being second to last. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Last time I didn't have to wait that long too, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, anyways, Rachel, good luck. And we'll see you soon on stage. It's going to be.
Yeah, we'll find out very soon.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, take care and enjoy your night.
Thank you.
Our final performer this evening is 19 years old and is representing the United States. Tonight he'll be playing on the Hamburg Steinway that was sent to us from Steinway in New York. Please welcome to the stage Daniel Hsu.
Pictures at an Exhibition was written by Mussorgsky, and he had a friend, Victor Hartmann, who was an architect, painter, visual artist, and they were very, very close friends, but they only knew each other for 2 years before Hartmann died of a brain aneurysm. And he was like 39. Hartmann was 39 or something when he passed. And a mutual friend of theirs opened an exhibition of Victor Hartmann's paintings, and this is Mussorgsky's walkthrough, memory, tribute to Victor Hartmann. Each individual movement represents a painting.
How are you feeling, Daniel?
I definitely don't feel that great.
Really?
I there were a lot of things I thought could have been better.
Oh,
a lot of things.
Wait, so do you think you did better the prelims round than this
round? I think I did better prelims, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so what could have been better?
The pictures didn't really come out the way that I had hoped it would. There were a lot of things that I really, really wanted to express, but I couldn't really. I didn't really think. I'm not really sure it came across entirely.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. That's the thing, because you're on stage, and what you hear on stage is totally different from what the audience hears.
Yeah.
So one can only hope. But it felt, you know, I feel a little more uncomfortable than I did last round.
Oh man, no, that's not good news. Wait, so what was there a particular part that it didn't really translate?
Well, I think pictures is so dynamic, and there are so many different characters, and
yeah,
you know, there are a lot of really interesting expressions and details that I think may have been missed, or perhaps may not have been communicated clearly enough, in my opinion, of my own performance.
And why did you choose to play it during the quarterfinals?
Well, it's a piece I really enjoy playing, believe it or not. I mean, not right now, but I did before I played it just now.
Oh.
And I'm just kidding. And it's, you know, it's such a dramatic piece, and there are so many different characters and angles, and there's so many visual expressions to be heard and, you know, seen. That sentence makes no sense, but
no,
you know,
no.
There's a lot of imagination and possibilities in the piece, and that's why I chose it.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, are you looking forward to when they're announcing?
Nope.
Really? Do you think, you don't think you're going to make the next cut?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Daniel.
We'll see. I don't think so.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go, but dude, good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, Cameron.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, so the quarterfinals are done.
Another round in the books.
Yeah, so 20 competitors, 20 performances. It is late night right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just finished talking with Daniel Hsu. It's not doing too hot.
No,
it's making me a bit nervous. But I think we should get a hot take from Pamela Mia Paul, because I want to know what she thinks, because I have my opinions. Daniel has his opinions.
I've got some opinions, too.
You do.
If it matters.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. But
okay, that's what I thought.
We'll keep it in. But yeah, let's go talk to Pamela, see what she thinks before the semis are announced.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pamela. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I'm going to ask you, first and foremost, some of the people we've been following now, because Son of Park got out on the prelims, is Daniel Hsu, Rachel Kudo, and now Martin James Bartlett. If we want to start with Martin James Bartlett, what did you think of his performance?
Well, he played in the quarterfinals, he played the program that he played for us when he auditioned in London, which was what we fell in love with.
Wow.
I loved his granados. He just beautiful colors and beautiful connecting of all the lines. And then, of course, he turns in this superb performance. I don't know where that comes from, that somebody who's 19 or 20 years old gets what's in Prokofiev's Seventh Sonata, but he gets it.
Yeah. And let's move on to Rachel Kudo.
Very interesting artist, because she definitely has her own ideas about how she wants things to go. And I'm very impressed with the courage that she has shown in programming what she's programming. Because most of the time you don't play Bach, or you don't play Beethoven, or you don't play lyrical Schumann in a competition like this, which is sort of, you know, the World Championships and the Olympics and the Super Bowl all rolled into one.
Yeah, and let's, last but not least, Daniel Hsu.
Definitely not least. He played so beautifully, the Bach Busoni Chaconne, and then Pictures at an Exhibition, which again, where does this come from a young kid who's 19 years old, that he understands the Russian soul so beautifully.
And Cameron, I'm going to toss to you now.
Was there anyone who played super well in the prelims, but then didn't have a strong showing in the quarterfinals?
And many people may disagree with me, but Leonardo Pierdomenico. And I think primarily because the Rachmaninoff Variations on a Theme of Chopin is not the greatest piece that Rachmaninoff ever wrote. And as I was listening to him, I was thinking, if you had just played the Corelli Variations, we would be madly in love with you.
And conversely, was there anyone who sort of squeaked by in the prelims and then really surprised you in the quarterfinal showings?
The very last pianist we heard tonight, Alyosha Yurinich, who I was diffident about even in the selection process. And he still has some sort of very quirky characteristics that shone through this evening, but he's such a poet.
Well, Pamela, this was a great talk. Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
We're going to see you again, hopefully, semifinals.
You will see me.
Yes. And but right now, we have to get ready for the quarterfinal announcement into the semis. I'm very nervous. Obviously, not as nervous as the performers. But
that's why I don't stay to hear this. My stomach still goes into a knot.
Well, we'll let you go, Pamela. And thank you so much again.
My pleasure.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for staying up with us tonight, and welcome to the announcement of the semifinalists of the 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. I think we can all safely agree that over the last 2 days, each of our competitors has created nothing short of magic here on the Bass Hall stage, and we are grateful and thank them for sharing their remarkable artistry with us. And now, the time has come to announce which of these brilliant musicians will move on to the semifinal round.
Here are the names of the people who go to the next round. Please come up on the stage and head over that direction. These are in random order, generated by our computer, Betty Sue. And she starts with Kenneth Broberg. Yurji Chahadze. Yekan Sunwoo.
Leonardo Per Domenico. Yuri Favorin.
No Rachel, Daniel, or Martin yet.
There are 7 spaces left.
Tony Yukuyan. Hanji Kim. Yutong Sun. Han Chen. Daniel Xu.
There we go.
Daniel! Oh my gosh, Daniel!
Dasol Kim. Rachel Chung. Congratulations to everyone who played so magnificently these few days. Let's take a break. We'll see you on Thursday. Good night.
Dude, Cameron,
I'm shocked.
Really shocked right now.
I am so surprised, James.
So the semifinalists were announced. I'm out of words because the good news is Daniel Xu made it, which is amazing.
It's awesome. And given what he said after his performance, I'm surprised he made it.
I am too.
Because he was so down.
I thought out of everybody, he wasn't going to make it. But the reason I'm shocked is because Rachel Kudo and Martin James Bartlett just killed their performances. And I thought those two were the shoe-ins.
Yeah, you know, Pamela's been talking about Martin this entire time. And Rachel, like,
yeah.
I'm so surprised that both of them failed to advance.
I am too. And at this moment, Martin is being swarmed by his family, and the same goes for Rachel. And again, we will let them kind of be with their family and just kind of enjoy this experience that they had at the Clyburn, that they made it this far in the competition from more than 300 people who applied. They got into the top 20.
Yeah, I mean, there's silver linings for both of them. You know, Martin is only 20 years old. I'm sure he'll be back at the competition. And meanwhile, you know, Rachel was here 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And she had a really bad experience. She came back. She played her heart out. She made it past the first round.
Yeah.
And, you know, even again after the quarterfinal, she said she had no regrets.
All right. So the crowd's winding down. We're going to let everyone be Daniel Xu, Rachel Kudo, Martin James Bartlett. And we're going to let Daniel Xu get ready for his semifinal performance. But for us, we're going to head out right now. And
we've got some preparation to do for our semifinal performance.
Yes, we do. We're going to find some new competitors and follow Daniel Xu. And yeah, we'll have a new episode out in the coming days. But for now, that's it from the quarterfinal rounds, from the top 20 now to the top 12.
The competition is hosted by me, James Kim. Producers are Cameron Kell and Alyssa Dudley. And this outro music is by Andrew Epen. See you soon.
I'm Fred Child, the host of APM's Performance Today, your daily guided tour of concerts around the world. PT is glad to support this podcast, the competition. And by the way, I'll be there at the final round of the 2017 Van Cliburn competition. I'll be the MC for the awards ceremony on June 10th. Check out more from the Cliburn and from the classical scene around the planet. Go to yourclassical.org, click on Performance Today.